This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Our final guest today is Nicola Mayle. So welcome into the studio, Nicola.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about something which we're all very interested in, which is food.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Definitely, especially at this time of day. So when did your interest in baking actually start?
Probably a long time ago. When I was a child, I was always really interested in all things cooking and baking. My grandmother was used to be a cook in a house a long, long time ago, in a big house. So I've always shared her passion for all things baking. But most recently, it was about 18 months ago that I started baking bread in real earnest, I have to say, yeah.
So was there something about commercial bread or even home-cooked bread that sometimes you thought, I don't really like that very much, I'm going to try and do something better?
Yeah, so I started baking about 18 months, 2 years ago, just after I lost my mum. My husband said to me, you know, get into some baking, it will really help to distract you. And then I started making my own bread again, because I had been making bread before. And since having my son, I kind of got out into the habit of, you know, baking my own bread. So I kind of got back into that again. And then I started thinking, well, actually, you know, when I look at the ingredients on a loaf of bread or cake or, you know, any baked goods, when you go into a supermarket, you find all these bizarre ingredients that you don't even know how to say the name of them. And I realised that actually, you know, when I was making bread from home, I was literally using flour, yeast, salt and water. And it tasted pretty good. Mm. Then I realised that actually if I was the... it probably just wasn't me that was, you know, was feeling this way about the food that we're eating, what we're ingesting, what we're putting in our bodies, and actually also how it's affecting our children. So I started to do some more research into it, and I came across the Real Bread campaign, and I joined up, I became a member, and started to find out more about sourdough in particular, which is what I specialise in now, is sourdough bread.
So when you say the Real Bread campaign, who started that and how long has that been going?
I can't remember the guy's name that started it, but it's been going for a few years. It's probably been going for about 5 or 6 years. If you go online and do a search for Real Bread campaign, they've got a website. So it's for people that have a genuine interest in sourdough bread, but it's also for bakers and you know, commercial bakeries as well as general public and micro bakeries like me. So they are an organisation that promotes people having enjoying real bread, as opposed to bread that has poor ingredients, preservatives, additives, all sorts of things added to it.
So they call real bread just things that are natural rather than all these additives.
Yeah. It's real bread for me, and for part of the Real Bread campaign is all about bread that just has natural ingredients in it. That's no flour improvers, which often you find when you buy a loaf of bread, so you'll see all sorts of flour improvers added, as well as, you know, preservatives, additives, all sorts of different products to maintain the shelf life of a loaf of bread.
So if you want to make your own, can you get these ingredients in the supermarket, or is it harder to even find them in there? When you say about flour, it's bread flour you buy in the supermarket.
Yes.
With other things in it.
No. So most bread flour you buy in the supermarket, you can buy without flour improvers in. Sometimes if you buy the pre-packed bread flour, so in that all you need to do is put this pre-made flour recipe for a white loaf of bread or a brown loaf of bread, put that into your bread machine or mix it up and put it into a tin. Sometimes they have flour improvers added to them. But if you go to the supermarket to buy flour for bread, you can buy stone milled or just strong white bread flour that doesn't have anything added to it. So you can quite easily at home make a loaf of bread using flour you've bought from the supermarket. You just need to remember to look at the label on the back to make sure.
But of course you run training courses, don't you,
yes,
for members of the public to cook their own bread,
exactly,
to bake their own bread rather.
Yeah, and yeah. I specialise in teaching people artisan bread methods. So that's all the methods involved in making a really flavourful loaf of bread. And that can be what we call pre-ferments, which is take a little bit of the ingredients the day before and letting it sit on the side and then adding it to the main dough ingredients the next day, so that you get more flavour. The more that a dough has, more time that a dough has to prove, the more flavour you'll get, and the more the enzymes will be broken down, so that when you eat it, you don't get necessarily the bloat, the tummy bloat that you might get if you were to buy a loaf of bread from the supermarket. So I teach all of those types of techniques during my artisan bread course.
And the sourdough, I believe from your website, it said it had to be fermented about 12 hours or something?
Yeah, at least 12 hours, yeah. You have to ferment for at least 12, but you can do anything up to 48 hours. I personally do 24 hours. When I do my weekly bake of sourdough bread for my local community, I do around 24 hours. So it goes into the fridge, it sits there for 24 hours and it comes out, has its final proven, goes into the oven.
And why did you decide to specialise in sourdough? What attracted you to it?
Because it was just so naturally better for you than any other types of bread. Because, like I was saying about the enzymes breaking down, the longer that a bread is fermenting or proving, the longer that the natural breakdown of enzymes happens. So the longer that it, you know, over that time, basically, all of those enzymes are being broken down. So the method today for a loaf of bread that you might buy in the supermarket is for that to happen really, really fast. Because their production methods and the way they want to be able to ship it out and sell it fast means that that production has to happen quite fast. Whereas for a real bread, we're talking about a long fermentation, that's even better for the body. So that's why I decided to specialise in it, because there's a lot of people suffering stress, IBS, all these kind of issues related with, you know, the stresses in our lives.
Indeed, yes.
And actually, you know, are foregoing bread.
Yes, well, because I'm gluten-free, so I can't eat bread. So,
and there's a lot of people that are gluten-free who have gone to sourdough bread and found actually that where they had a gluten intolerance before, sourdough bread doesn't give them that same problem.
Oh, well, I must try that.
Yeah,
very
so
good.
It's a lot healthier, it's a lot better for you, and it literally is natural yeast. So it's what I've created. A starter is what I've created, a sourdough starter that's just flour and water that sits on the side. It takes in all the yeast organisms and it grows into a natural yeast. I don't put any artificial ingredients in it at all.
Right.
So it's literally
and
flour,
how can
water,
people
and salt.
Buy your bread?
So I do artisan markets. I've just started the Weybridge Artisan Market. I'll be on the 29th of July at the when they're doing the cycle ride. We've got a small artisan market there, so I'll be there. I'll do other events throughout the year, which I'll post to the website. Or they can come along to my weekly bake. So if they go to the website, which is willowmicrobakery.co.uk, you can sign up for the newsletter. I send out a weekly bake of the three different sourdoughs that I'm baking that week. And that can be, for instance, this week I'm doing seeded sourdough, toasted oats, and I'm doing something called Willow Wild.
Sounds
which
wonderful.
Is just a classic white sourdough.
Yeah. Yes.
So you order online, you can pay online, or you can come and pay when you pick up. You come on the Friday evening between 5 and 7 and you pick up your bread and you've got your bread for the weekend.
That's wonderful. Sounds great. And then getting back to the courses, I was intrigued to see you do one called Nordic Baking.
Yes.
What is that all about?
It's very popular. So Nordic Baking is partly sourdough, but partly some of the sweet stuff. And the sweet stuff's okay because it's all about moderation, okay? So partly sourdough in, it's all the Danish types of rye that they do and the Nordic rye, which is all, you know, really healthy, lasts for a long time. A Nordic rye loaf will last for at least a couple of weeks with no additives or preservatives added to it. So it's teaching that, but it's also teaching really delicious cardamom, cinnamon type breads. So the Scandinavian breads usually have quite a lot of cardamom, ground cardamom in them. They're quite spiced.
Yes, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's just teaching some really, you know, lovely soft and buttery types of bread as well.
These breads then that you make that are different to the ones you buy in the shops, would you still use them for the same things, you know, like for breakfast, having marmalade on them with soup and things like that, or are they better eaten in a different way?
So sourdough bread probably isn't as great for sandwiches, I would say, but for open sandwiches, possibly. They're not as, the crumb isn't quite as soft and crumbly as you might find a loaf of bread from the supermarket would be. So I find them, they're great for toast. Sourdough bread is great for toast. And you can put any number of toppings, you know, like you would anyway. Smashed avocado is just perfect on sourdough.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
Yeah. But of course, all the sweets, you know, lovely jams goes and or just a lovely butter, you know, a really nice, I particularly like a really nice unsalted butter on a on a, just cutting open sourdough, slicing it and just having it fresh out of the oven for me is the best. So it's not quite great for sandwiches, I would say, but brilliant for lots of other things. And you can toast it, you could cut it up and use it in salads for croutons or soups, that kind of thing.
So very versatile then.
Yeah, very versatile. And you get a lot more flavour. You get a lot more natural flavour in a sourdough loaf than you would in a traditional loaf of bread.
So can you actually buy sourdough bread in shops, or do they not market it at all now?
So you can buy sourdough even in supermarkets. There is no legislation around the word sourdough. So anybody could call their bread sourdough. And often what they do is big manufacturers, they put in a flavour of sourdough. But have to make sure you check the ingredients list, because often they will also add commercial baker's yeast. And they'll also add lots of other things. So just because it says sourdough on the packet of your supermarket loaf doesn't mean it's actually a sourdough. Like I said, there's no legislation around the word sourdough. So you, anybody could call their bread sourdough, but what you need to do is, when you're looking at a loaf of bread that says it's sourdough, that you're looking for just flour, water, and natural yeast, and not commercial baker's yeast. So you can get it.
But not the same as making your own.
It's not the same as making your own, or it's not the same as going to an artisan baker. You know, there are artisan bakers around that will be using artisan techniques. And all my bread is handmade bread, hand-shaped, and lovingly put in the oven. It's not quite like that when you go to a supermarket.
No, absolutely not. And I gather you're also a bread angel.
I'm a bread angel. I started out as a bread angel. So I was taught, bread angels are a group of individuals across the country, and in fact wider. I think there's one in France and one in Jersey, that we train to be to teach other people how to make bread and to provide bread for the local community. So I did the course, the Bread Angels course, and now I'm supported by a wonderful group of not just women, I have to say, but men as well, that are all individual bakers like me, micro bakers baking bread for their local, real bread, I should say, for their local community.
So can you give us again the details of where people can find out about your courses? Because I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who'd love to come on them. I would, for one.
Absolutely, me too.
So if you go to the website, www.willowmicrobakery.co.uk, all the information on there is on for all my courses, all my events that I do, so my markets and my weekly bake. All that information and the shop that you'll find is all on the website. And I'm on Facebook as well. And I'm Willow Home Bakery on Facebook.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in today. And I look forward to coming to one of your classes.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.